She collapsed into fitful, racking sobs. Holly, tears plainly visible on his own cheeks, rushed to her and wrapped her in his arms. She clung to him, letting herself have it for some seconds. Then her head began shaking violently against his chest.
"No!"
she blurted and tore herself away. Holly tried to cradle her again, but she propped her palms against his chest, holding him off and looking him in the eye so he would really know.
"No, no, Holly. No, my darling, you don't understand. I hate Felix too, Holly. I hate him the very same way I did that puppy. And I hate us for watching, and for not being able to stop watching, and I hate him for making us see how brave he can be, and... But mostly..."
She shrugged out of his grasp, stood up from the stool. Her voice was low and resigned and clotted with her shame.
"Mostly I hate me, Holly. Because I would do it again. Yes, I would. I would. If I could do it again, I'd kill Felix now. I'd kill him. Anything to stop the awful whimpering. Anything. Don't you see, Holly? Don't you see? You can't love me. Look. Look how hateful I am."
And then she fell against him, surrendering at last to his care and his judgment. But there was no judgment there, for Holly felt the same way. He told her so as he held her. And as he told her, he too began to cry and shake with the pain and shame and self-hate. "I tried to reach them. God, how I wanted to. But I couldn't. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. I knew what to say. I knew what to do. I needed the release so badly, more than they did. More, worse than they could ever know. But I was blocked. Stuck tight to the rim of me, to the meat of my fear and loathing and hiding out behind and from the legend I had bled for so long. I remember trying to stand up,